Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Guys, welcome to Nip Tuck Not Giving A.
Why do you sound like that?
Because I'm a showwoman.
Nip Tuck Not Giving Over. Roll up.
Ed listened to, I made him listen.
That's so weird. James listened to last week.
I made him listen to the bonus where we were talking about having a dick. And he was in stitches.
Was he?
No, and he was
like, I'm gutted. That's a bonus, you know, a Patreon. Because that is that. We were crying.
Basically, long
crying.
Story short, for International Women's Day, we did this bonus, and it was like, what, you know, if you had a knob for a day, a knob, a dick, whatever you wanted to
a
call
knob.
It. If you had a willy for a day, what would you do with it? And some of the things that Lauren was saying she would do with it, she even said she would put a finger up a bum to feel a prostate.
I've thought of something else I'd do.
Go on.
I would pull my bell end as far as I could and put things in it. So, do you know, like, and then I would squirt them out and I'd like hide things in my bell end. I'd go to my girlfriend, da da, pull it back, you know, little balls. And do you know what? James does really funny stuff like that. Like, I'll be looking for my toothbrush everywhere because he's really like, we're so silly. And I'll be like, I can't find my toothbrush. I'll go back into the bedroom and he's lying there with it in his bum cheeks. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah, honestly, if someone could see us, it's weird, but it's funny.
Yeah, so we were talking about all of that. And
I wish that was a main episode because it's...
He was crying. So, girls, if you had a knob for a day, what would you do with it?
Yeah, tell us.
Tell us. Because, like, what we said, basically, we went through all these mad things that we'd do with our knob. And then at the end, we were like, oh, my God, that's why men are how they are.
Because they've got a knob to do all this fun stuff
with.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't blame them for cheating. They've got this willy to do fun stuff with, like...
Yeah,
I would.
Mad.
On that, we are going to put that out on the main feed, aren't we? You know, because we did the...
Oh, God.
Yeah, we
God,
said... We,
God,
yeah,
God.
Because it's International Women's Day, we said we were going to put out a teaser of that Patreon episode.
God.
So we will put that bit
God,
out on there.
We enjoyed that, didn't we?
We did.
You're looking skinny, Winnie.
Thank you. I did a cryo shred.
You did.
So I went on the cryo every day for a week. For 3 minutes, and on my Rempo scales, I'll show you on my phone, my weight's gone. Blah.
Really?
I love it. Like, I had snow on Saturday night, and I hadn't slept, and I woke up in, like, the worst... Well, I didn't even wake up, I was just
still
awake.
Still awake. Oh, it's like
you've been
on a bender.
Without the fun. Yeah. Like, awful.
And you're kind of, like, dizzy, like, ugh.
Yeah, and I was, like, drinking coffee and everything, and then I was like, right, Ed, let's go on the cryo, and we both went on, and then afterwards just felt, like,
fine.
Amazing. So I've been doing that. I've been injecting NAD Plus.
Oh, yes. You've told me about that for ages.
Yeah, I take that every other day. And that's really good. And then I feel like now I've got to the point, like, it's not Christmas anymore, Ashley. Come
I feel
on.
Like you've just got on with it now. Like, you've hit that point because you were eating sausage rolls and shit, weren't you?
What did I eat this morning?
She had an almond croissant.
But you do look slimmer. Like, we'd go for breakfast and you'd be like, right, I think I'll get a... And I'd be looking at you like...
I know, but
sure you want to do that.
I know, I was still in that
you still
pregnant
weren't, yeah,
mode.
Yeah.
I wasn't on it.
Do you feel like you've switched, like you are now, like,
yeah,
let's crack on. Like, I've had my fun.
And I've got two events this weekend. And when I was trying stuff on.
Was it not good?
I was like.
Didn't feel good.
And also, I'm not going and spending £300 on an outfit that I'm never going to wear again because I've lost weight.
And feeling like shit as well, innit? No, I agree.
So I was like, right, no, come on. So we're going out. On Friday and Saturday.
Where are you going on Saturday? Oh, it's party.
Party.
Yeah, it's your friend's party, isn't it? Then Friday we're at...
It will have been and gone now.
So, but we will have been at Harvey Nicks for the International Women's Day event. I'm excited, actually.
I am.
Which is funny. James said he messaged you the other day and said we should do something. And I said, let me guess what the reply will be. Lauren won't want to. And he literally
don't.
No. And I was like, I don't.
She doesn't want to do anything with me ever.
I don't want to do anything with anyone. Like, it's not personal. He, on Saturday, so we're meant to have the kids kind of every other weekend. But anyway, I had theatre. So my mum had her for one night so that I could get some stuff done. And James was like, why don't we go for a few? And I was like,
what? No,
I don't want to.
Not.
I was like, I just looked at him like, why? It's raining. Why? No, I don't want a hangover.
Oh, I know. But do you not like make time to go for dinner, just you two?
Yeah, for not drink. I'm not going to. I don't want to. But in the summer.
I wouldn't go out for drinks with Adam.
In the summer, I will. I've told him that at the minute I am a caterpillar.
Right, okay.
And I'm having laser.
Okay.
I am doing, I've lost weight, I'm having laser.
We are heavy on the treatments, me and
we're
you at
heavy
the minute.
At the minute, like my
diary. Because you're wedding glow up, I'm post baby glow up.
Yeah, so we're both doing the most. And, sorry about that, anxiety from, and then I said, give me till May. I will come out like a butterfly.
And you've got to do the laser before summer.
Yeah, and when it's sunny, I'm much more inclined to go for a couple of drinks. When it's raining, leave me in my house in my pyjamas. I'm not going out.
If I look nuts as well on these videos.
You don't. You actually look fine. Right, so do you know that video you sent me on Insta of the woman that had the cool laser under her eyes? And she was like, it's the best thing I've had. And she had like full on scabby.
Mine don't go like
yours
that.
Yours don't. And Jade had hers done. I looked at hers and they were full scabs. Why aren't
I
you like that?
I put exosomes and stem cells on mine straight after. And then I've got, you know, one of those anti-age stem
I've got some
cells.
Of I've got, I'm in, sure I've got some of those in a roller
in
ball.
A roller.
I think I've binned them.
They're like so expensive.
I paid for them as well. Like, do you remember? Like,
yeah.
Ages ago?
No, you put it on.
Oh, bugger. I wonder where they
very
are.
Very good.
Bugger,
very
bugger,
good.
Bugger. I think I've been there.
So, yeah, I've had cool laser again on my under eyes. So that's
I'm going
to
do
nice.
It. I've got my next photo fabulous is...
Your skin looks gorgeous.
Yours does, thanks. Thank is, I think, on the 10th. And then 3 weeks after that, she said I can have cool laser. And then I'll go back.
I'm having BBL and Moxie.
Interested in this because I will copy if it's good.
On my tummy
that's
and arms.
I'm going to let you do it first because I just... It's the time to get to these appointments.
I'll
none
put
of them
it,
near
it,
me.
It's in Worsley.
Yeah, it's fucking
so
it's, miles
no,
away.
No, I know, but it's near town. So yeah. You could mix it in with something. Yeah. But yeah, that BBL and Moxie, I'm having it at SLA. And I saw it, basically I'm doing it because Abby Clancy nailed it. Oh my God.
The outfit for the Brits. That girl can do no
she
fuck.
Did it at
oh,
that Natalie
can
Kelly.
We just.
What would you wear?
Black.
Black, me too.
Stunning, but.
Can
simple.
I just say, Abby Clancy?
I'm not Abby Clancy, so I can't go all out. I'm not famous. You know.
I looked because I was looking at it was Roberto Cavalli, the whole outfit, and I just think Roberto Cavalli's leopard print is the most iconic leopard print. If you can invest in one piece, and do you know what? I have quite a bit of the Roberto Cavalli leopard stuff.
Of course you do.
Go and have a look on eBay because you know I'm a bargain hunter.
And I'm a vintager.
I'm a vintager. I'm a bargain hunter. Go and have a look on eBay. There'll be like some silk shirts. I feel like leopard is a moment.
Yeah. But listen, we're not even at the, let's not sit here. I think my invite got lost in the post. And what will happen when we do go to the Brits next year?
Yeah, we'll smash.
Or we won't, and then everyone will be like,
if any brands want to send us to the Brits.
What happens with this? The brands send them to the Brits.
Yeah. I think you have to pay. There's some places you have to pay for a table, don't you?
Yeah.
Is that like the Telly Awards and stuff like that?
Like the brands, I think,
buy a table and put influencers and celebs on.
So basically, I think how it works is brands buy an area or a box or a table and then they
invite.
Take you with them.
So we could just do with someone inviting us.
Mm.
Anyone?
But I feel like your ADHD, you wouldn't.
I couldn't stay. I'd be bored. I'd be off.
So...
I'd be in the smoking area. I'd be bouncing around. I'd be itching and I'd be all like, and by the end, the pictures of me would be like, my hair would be everywhere. I'd be like, we were saying when we record the pod, like Ash can see like towards the very end.
It starts upsetting me.
It starts upsetting me because I'll sit here and I'll be like, oh, flower. And then that's it. I've gone. So we've got to get it in. If you notice by the end of the episode, I've kind of gone,
yeah.
That's why I struggle to focus on one thing. Anyway, let me tell you about my fucking weekend.
I was just about to ask.
I feel like this is every Monday, this is what happens. We talk about how stressful my weekend has been. So first of all, this weekend, something quite funny happened. And the funniest thing is whenever something happens, the first thing I think is tell the podcast people. So
people,
can I say listeners.
Tell the listeners.
So I went down to Staffordshire because I was doing a photo shoot for Stork for Monreal Bridal, who's making my wedding dress. So I went down.
And oh, you're a moggle.
I was a moggle.
Lauren's a moggle.
Well, listen.
I bet you loved every second of that.
Do you know what? I just saw it. I just thought, get in, do the job, get out. Like, you were very much like that, aren't we? Like, I went in, got the dress on. I was like, to the photographer, like, what do you want me to do? Bang, done it. Next dress. I was just like, let's.
Are the pictures gorgeous?
I've not seen them. Let me show you this, though. You can see, you can look at the.
You're so funny trying all the wedding dresses.
Listen, people love it because I'm giving them, like, you know, good ideas. Look, yeah. There's me sat on a fucking.
Oh, you
look
beautiful. That anyway, dress isn't very...
It's not me at all, but that's not what I was there for. Yeah. So anyway, went and did that. But as I'm setting off, gave myself plenty of time, thought I'm not going to rush. Set off, and then I looked...
I don't believe that.
I swear, I gave myself enough time, right? Then as I'm setting off, I look at my AdBlue, and it says you've got 90 miles
What
left.
Is AdBlue?
It's an engine thing that nice cars have. I don't think it's not just nice cars, more
Mine
recent cars.
Mine mustn't have it.
No, it does. One of your slaves probably fills it up. Like, one of the staff does it with their little butler's outfit on. So I'm in the
they
car.
They must do, because I've never had
well,
an AdBlue
my
issue.
Slave was not available to do it. So I looked, it said 90 miles, AdBlue's going to run out. And basically, when your AdBlue runs out, your car will not restart. That's it, done, you're fucking finished.
What, so it's like petrol?
Kind of, yeah. So I thought, fuck, I'm going to have to, it's more than 90 miles. So I drove to the Tesco. There is a big thing about this big that you have to pick up full of 10 litres.
Oh, like when you go to the petrol station, you see those blue
white and clear see-through things
yeah,
at the front.
Yeah, yeah,
so you
yeah.
get that. Then there's a tube and you have to pick it up. I couldn't even open my boot.
Where
I,
was James?
Thing. James was getting his wedding suit, so I'm FaceTiming him. How do I open my bonnet?
Oh, it's always, yeah.
So we open. Yeah. I open the bonnet and then I can't get it in. And then and I'm thinking I'm going to be late and I'm holding it, right, for about 10 minutes and my arms shaking like a shitting dog trying to hold it. And then I'm like this and everyone's driving past. And then I let it go. Not anything had come out of it because I'd not turned it on. I'd not turned the cap. So then I did it again. Anyway, I fill it, yeah? So I set off. Now, sometimes when you set off, the thing takes a bit longer to register, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So it still said 90 miles. I thought, well, that's a lie. You're fucking lying. I'm going to Stoke.
I would have thought that exact same thing.
La, la, la.
Well, that's
la,
like
la, la.
Sometimes when you fill your car up with petrol, takes a minute. It takes like 10 minutes to yeah. register. Yeah.
Anyway, I got to Stoke, got out. I'm here for my photo shoot. Did it, got back in, turned it on. 4 miles until no restart. I thought, oh, that's funny. It should have registered by now. So then I realised if I let my engine turn off now, it isn't turning back on. And it's now 5:30 and I'm in Stoke and I need to get Thea from my mum's and it's 1 hour and 40 minutes and I can't stop my car. And I've already turned it on. So
Petrol station.
No, mate, because if I'd have turned it off... I knew something was wrong because I'd already put 10 litres in. It wasn't working. If I'd stopped at a petrol station, I would have not set off again. I had to carry on. I couldn't stop my car.
So you had to let yourself break down.
So set off and I'm thinking I can't stop till Bake Up, which is 1 hour and 40.
Till Rochdale, you can't.
I can't stop till Rochdale. And then as I'm driving, I'm thinking I've got on stop start. So do you know when you pull up at the traffic lights, it stops and starts again?
Oh, so it turns off.
So I'm thinking I can't stop at a traffic light. So I'm ambering, flying through the ambers. I'm thinking,
oh my God, you're going to have so many tickets.
Right, so then as I'm
you should
doing
have got
it,
on the hard shoulder.
I'm sat and I'm driving and I'm trying to work out how to turn off on start. And I'm, anyway, ringing James. I don't know, he's Googling it. Anyway, turned it off. So why is my life like this? By the way, I'd done 4 hours of taking pictures. I was fucked.
Oh my God, how
it's so tiring
is that?
I give you models.
Model, I know.
My back was
and you
hurting.
Feel awful.
My stomach
like
was
drained.
Hurting from breathing in. Yeah. My makeup was crusty. Oh. So I'm going. And I make it to Lizzie's house. Fine, I've made it. I thought it'll be fine.
Her mum's house.
My mum. I thought it'd be fine. Go in, get Thea. It's now 6 o'clock. I am tired. I get Thea out in her pyjamas. Get in. Click. Oh, no. So I'm ringing my friend's boyfriend. Kieran, my car won't start. I'm ringing James. James turns up. I get another thing of AdBlue in my mum's car. I spill it all over. It's just not great. And I'm going,
Do
you know what? So I'm going, I'm tired. I'm really tired. I'm so tired. So James picked me up. I had to leave my car at my mum's. I was like, what can I do?
It's like the Katie Price thing when she goes like, and then my dog ate this.
Yeah. Literally.
And then I came on my period.
Honestly. Right, listen to this though. So Thea's gone back inside at this point. Anyway, puts her trainers on, comes running out. We get in James's truck. We're just about to set off. And I went, have you farted? Because I'm in a mood. I don't want to smell that. And he went, no, I've not farted. And I was like, well, it's normally you. And then I went, is that your breath? And he was like, and he went, how can you say that to me when yours stinks? I was like, it's your breath, right? Next thing.
What, it's smart of us.
No, wait, next thing, right? He goes, what? And I'm in a mood and we're just about to roll off my mum's curb, right? And he goes, she stood in shit. Thea stood in dog shit. She's, listen, climbed over me to get in the back. There is dog shit down my jeans. She goes like this, picks it up, the biggest lump. Oh my God, I've stood in dog shit.
Oh, that's disgusting. Put that down.
So I'm trying to show Ashley this and there's poo on mine.
Who's dog shit?
Well, not mine. I haven't got one because I'm not stupid. Anyway, so then James is like, and I went like this.
And that dog shit's.
I went like this. In the car, and he just looked at me. There was shit down my leg. There was shit on the gear stick where she's climbed over. There was shit everywhere. So I go back to my mum's, knock on the door again. She goes, I can hear her in the living room. What now? Because you know when you keep knocking on the door, they keep locking it and you have to keep going back. So she comes to the door, what now? And I went, there's shit everywhere. So I went in with her trainers. I went, I can't. She went, Lauren, put them outside. I'll deal with it in the morning. I said, I can't. She went, take your jeans off. I was like, oh, shit, I'm tired. So I took my jeans off. She gave me some joggers. James comes in with the wipes. Bless him. He's never, always calm. I'll wipe it up, darling. And then we sat there in the car all the way home like this. And I was traumatised. So then, this morning, my mum had to come and pick me up. God bless her. What would we do without our mums? Mm-hmm. She's given me her car. She's getting a taxi home, and I have had to drive a manual down the motorway, all the way down the motorway. A friend rings me to tell me that she's found out something horrific about a boyfriend, and I'm up down the motorway. The mechanic's ringing me, and he's just messaged me saying, basically, your car's quite fucked. I've got no car, honestly. So that's
yeah, Range Rovers are not great, are they?
So then, listen to this for quite funny.
What?
Alex, a guy I know, he's really funny, messages me and he's like, Range Rover. I was like, yeah. And he was like, those cars, you are so toxic. It's like a toxic boyfriend. Like, they look so good.
Yeah.
And you love them. But they do you fucking dirty, but you go back every time. It's like a scally lad. Weekend, no one hits like that.
The window wipers are just stuck like, in the middle of the window.
Honestly. And but you keep going back and you know they're going to do you dirty, but nothing hits like them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my story. How's your weekend been?
Well, I went for lunch. I had a crow. It's been lovely, actually.
Your teeth look so nice and white.
Do they?
Also, my teeth are so sensitive. It's awful.
Are you over it now?
Yeah, I've not got my actual...
I can't believe how long that's lasted.
My actual teeth things aren't going in until the... Something in April.
And then will they stop it hurting?
Yeah, it's because these are temporary, so my teeth are sore.
My teeth
are sore.
Right, talking of irritation. Okay. Me and Christina were talking about small things that get on our tits.
Yeah.
Right?
Me.
You annoy me as well. Yeah, I know.
I love you though. I do love you.
And also, at least we can, when we're annoying each other, say how it is. There's no bitching behind.
What did you?
Facts.
Oh my God! Listen, what?
What?
Well, you're gonna laugh. The other day we were talking, and I was in the hairdressers, and I was in a mood, and you were probably in a mood, and we were talking with Christine. We were trying to plan something, and you were like, "Weekend's best for us." And I voiced it like, "Actually,
oh, I was so pissed off."
And she sent a voice, and she went, okay, Lauren, sorry that it's not right for you.
No, this is why she annoys me so much, because I just get on with it. Christina,
it was a bit snappy from both of you. That was the first time I felt like it was a little bit snappy from both of you.
Because I just get on with it. And if something comes up, I think, right, I'll pay someone to help.
But I don't have pay help.
Yeah, I know. You fucking don't.
So then you check yourself after, don't you?
Yeah.
You think, but it's just, I thought, do you know what? I'm not even replying to that. But it's really funny. She was like, okay, Lauren. But we're together all the time. We work together. We do it. I've got shit on my shoe.
You have got shit on your shoe. Right, okay. So small things that get on our tits. I know your big one.
Airport lines. Okay. There is nothing in this world more frustrating to me than when you go to get your luggage. Right, guys, in case anyone is not clever, there is a yellow line around it. What that means is stand behind. Now, when that was invented, there wasn't a man that was like, do you know what would look really cool? Like a yellow, yellow line around it and make it really pop and it just looks so good. It's there for a reason. It is that. You can look and see your luggage. Yeah. Then you step forward
to collect
your piece of luggage. And then what you do is you step back and leave.
And men should help.
We should all help. Alison, I would always help.
Yeah. And your kids don't need to stand next to you.
Kids don't need to be there.
No. Because they'll just get twatted.
Yes. And then you get in trouble for twatting a kid.
And you don't need to stand near there with your trolley.
No.
Your trolley and kids can
be at the back. So when you then look for yours, what everyone does is stands as close to the conveyor as possible. Now, that means that nobody, none of us, can see our bags coming round. Whereas if we all took a step back, one by one, we would get our bags. But no. Everybody, especially off a flight from Dubai, is right in the middle. And you move. And I always say
to them. You have arguments.
I have arguments. I say, there's a line, step behind it. Mm. Or I go like this to my mum. Well, if everyone was stood behind the yellow line, this wouldn't be an issue.
Mm. Airport that security as well.
What? Which part? I'm all right.
People
with that.
Should have their liquids ready to go in the clear
your shit.
Bag. They should have their straighteners out.
Yeah.
And they should be ready to go. Off we go.
It's always
the old people.
And they go, you
and
what?
They get really stressed.
And they go, okay, you can't bring a carton of milk on the. But Gerald needs his milk for his coffee. And if they've got a pint, 2 pints of fucking milk in the bag, like, you can't do that. I can't bring the shampoo. No.
It's
no,
like
Eileen.
Oh, nothing to declare when they're coming through with, like, bird's nests.
Yeah, but shit. You can't bring a live bird with 5 eggs in a nest and it doesn't say that on the.
I can't bring my worms.
When people don't realise you can't bring salami. No, it says no meat. That's really irritating.
Has anyone ever seen at the airport, by the way, anyone getting like stopped for having something really bad in their back? Like,
no.
While it's going through.
I wish I had.
Maybe like they're not as high tech as we think.
Well, what would you take through? A bird's nest. Like, I don't know.
Well, they're
the
good at catching
one
them.
Is Aldi?
Yes.
Now. There is a lady at Rotten Stall Aldi. She wears gloves.
Gloves?
If they wear gym gloves, they mean fucking
what,
business.
Gym gloves? Without the fingers?
Yeah. If you get one of those, you're in for the fucking trouble. And do you know what they do? So sometimes...
They get hard on over
they
that.
Love it.
Yeah,
so sometimes you'll be at Aldi and you've got a basket maybe. Or you've got... And you think, do you know what? I'll just pack as I go. Straight away they think, oh, you will you? You pack as you go. Let's see. Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah.
And they throw it at you. And you are trying to...
Because the whole concept of Aldi is that you have to put it all in the trolley and then move the trolley to the bit near the window.
And then you pack it near the window.
Pack it near the window. I've never done that.
Oh, I do because I'm scared.
Oh,
because
I don't.
Because if you
let
get glove lady,
me.
You know, and you can see them on the little thing and they go, watch this one. Pew, 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 pew. And you are literally trying to grab everything. And then you're putting it all in. That really annoys me.
Yeah.
And then I get it. Let's do it fast.
Do you know
but don't
what?
Take the piss.
Do you know what pisses me off though? Recently, I've been in like Waitrose and M&S.
No. You don't expect that kind of treatment there.
They've started getting a bit like that in there.
No, that's cocky.
Yeah, that's not fair, right?
I'm paying above and beyond. You will slowly give me time. You will help me pack my bag.
But at the,
I've never shopped in Waitrose in my life.
At Waitrose in Knutsford.
Oh, God.
At Waitrose in Knutsford, they have actually got rid of the middle... What's it called? Conveyor belt thing and replaced it with all self-checkout.
They've done
so
that.
So I now refuse to go in Waitrose, Knutsford, because there's never any twat on the till.
Yeah.
And I'm not checking out my own shit if I'm paying so much money for
premium food.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know. I want to be... I want you to cook it. Yeah, how bad is that? If I'm paying double, you can get. I will give you my shopping list. Go and get it and cook it.
To be fair, I did go in Sainsbury's the other day, and the lady was like, "Do you want any help with your packing?" And I thought, "Yeah, well, I do actually."
Yeah, I do.
But no.
Yeah, so I always make a joke when I'm not very good at packing. When I do it, because I find the whole thing. That's something actually I find really uncomfortable. Packing.
Do you know
food,
what?
It's very awkward and embarrassing. And
no. Filling your car up with petrol.
Do you do that?
I feel like a slag. I don't do know you? Why when I'm doing
do you do,
do you know
do
what
you
I
do?
Mean? I feel like...
Yeah, like, you get it. And it's the way you pull out the lever.
Yeah,
and you click it
I
in,
feel like a right, like, I shouldn't
and
do that.
And when you
that.
Click it in, you click it in with force and it goes
do
like this, like...
I mean?
And you shove it in, like... Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that.
And especially if you're in night out clothes. I feel like oh. right. Oh.
And then you walk in and walk down in the bright lights down yeah. the middle aisle, like clunk, clunk, click, clunk. And the woman's looking at you yeah. like, hi, I'll pay. And you feel like you're on your way to a job, don't you?
Oh, no, it's really annoying. Another one that we discussed as well is loud people on trains. You don't get the train that often.
Oh,
me
no,
and Christina do.
Well, this is what happened to me on Friday. Is you know what it is? It's just trains in general. You get on the train and you know you just want to relax, yeah. don't you? Wanna
Were you
have
in
your
standard
prep.
Premium?
No, I'm in economy like the rest of the, you know,
yeah,
normal,
like the normal
people.
When we go to London next week, we're not going in economy.
I'm a normal person.
What's the difference?
Well, standard
oh pre- space, you want to see her, she's literally
You have
like-
to sit on casino carpet chairs.
Well, anyway, a normal person gets a normal train and you just want it, like, there's jeopardy anyway of where you're going to sit if you want, you know, you've got a good seat and you want to yeah. see if someone's going to get sit next
Actually,
to you and all
do
this,
you know
so you
what?
Can't relax.
We'll be okay next week because we'll be able to get a table.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not a train
But any
girl.
Normal person. And then it's like when people are hovering, coming on with their bags and
when
they're going
people
in.
Eat pies on trains.
What? Oh, yeah, people eating crisps and. Oh. Do you know what? Another one you need to throw in there, small talk.
Small
no,
talk.
No,
yeah.
no, don't talk to me. I was talking to James's mum about this and I am so. People think I'm really sociable because I'm not. I don't want to talk
yeah,
to you.
Same.
I mean this in the nicest possible way. I don't care about your life.
When you've got a baby with you, it's a big thing.
I don't
thing.
Care.
Yeah.
And I don't expect you to care about yeah. mine. Now, on holiday, there are these people that will be in the pool. My mum is one of them.
And they talk to each other.
And they talk and they say, so where are you from? I don't care where
I
you're
from. I don't want
to
be friends
I don't
with
care
you.
What country you're from. I don't. What do you do at home? I don't care what job you've got. And I don't want to tell you mine. I don't want to speak to you. So my mum always finds friends. So she goes to the gym like every day, all the time. Bless her. On holiday, she will go to the gym. Give it 2 days.
She's made a friend.
She makes a gym friend. Whereas if I'm in the gym, don't even. And if yeah. they make eye contact, I don't, I have got enough friends. Mm. I have got enough to do. I don't care about Dawn from yeah. Skelmsdale. I don't care what you do. No. I don't care how much you paid for your holiday or where you've been this year.
That's a big one,
where
isn't
going
it?
Next
how much
year.
Did you
How have you
pay?
Found the hotel? Yeah. I don't care. Because yeah. it makes no difference to my life if you enjoyed your holiday and what you paid.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Stay
yeah.
in your own lane and only talk if necessary is, I think that's fair.
But yeah, trains and planes, when people let their kids listen to their iPads without headphones.
Yeah, that's annoying. I always
that's
make clear
really,
either headphones
I'm
really
just gonna, I'm going to throw it in there, kids as well.
Yeah, I get it. Just kids. Yeah.
Just kids. And I'm stop. Back to the airport thing. I'm going to say it. People, this won't be popular, but fucking trunkies.
Yeah.
I don't understand them.
Have
I don't
a
understand.
Trunkie.
Why would you give your child... control
yes.
over a luggage
don't
piece.
Get it.
No,
do
I put them
it.
All in buggies because
yeah,
you get through quicker.
Yeah. My buggy is literally
yeah, and then you can hang all your shit on the
yeah.
buggy.
You got you put your jacket on there. So, you put one of your bags on there. You put something on your colour.
One of us each has a buggy, and we yeah,
absolutely agree. My child is not
oh,
having
those
control
scooters.
Over a trunkie.
Scooters.
Are you? This is not Formula One. We're not racing round here. We're going on holiday.
Also,
get your stuff and get on.
You can't take a tooth comb on an aeroplane, but you can take a scooter. I can't have it. I've got a spork for a whole picture. I've got a fucking micro scooter. I can swing around.
You could kill someone
yeah,
with a micro scooter.
Fully,
you could kill someone
my
with a
My ankles
trunking.
Were black and blue when I was using mine.
You could kill someone with a trunking. One bang to the head, they're gone. They're heavy. You have a lot of colouring books. In fact, but colouring I've got pencils, to... you could gouge an eye out with that. But I have to have a spoon that's made out of something.
To eat my curry with.
To eat my curry with. As I'm eating it, the spoon completely goes mush in my mouth and disintegrates. But you can have a load of pencils to gouge an eye out with, should you choose, if the mood takes you on the plane.
No, mad that.
If Maureen's annoying you, gouge your eyes out and hit her over the head with a trunky.
Right. Guys, we're going to have a little break now, but we will be back with a listener email.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Guys, over on Patreon this week, we are going to be talking about your dating disasters. And oh, baby, have we got some absolute shockers.
Corkers, I would say.
Head over to our Instagram and you will see in the bio over there how to sign up for our Patreon. You get an extra episode every week, which is totally unfiltered chat. But not only that, you also get to be part of the girl gang over there. So basically, it's loads of chat, isn't it, Lauren? Yeah. About anything and everything. Oh my God.
Honestly, it is the stuff that is in there. It's like fabulous. Anything, but I love it. I love it.
So head over now to our Instagram, click the link in our bio, and all the details are over there.
Join us over there.
Guys, before we get going with this listener message, we are going to post on our stories today about endometriosis awareness. It's actually Endometriosis Awareness Month, March. So one of our friends is doing something with an endo charity. We're going to post on our stories. So head over to them for more details. Lauren, we have got a little email here off someone. Okay. I want to start off by saying how grateful I am for both of you and generally just not giving a fuck.
It's a movement.
I wanted to share my recent breakup story in hopes of uplifting others in the same situation.
Girls, listen up right now if you're in this situation.
Love that. He broke up with me 10 months ago on the accounts of he missed being single.
Oh, nice. Don't we all from time to time?
And didn't feel like the sex was exciting enough. After being together for 5 long years. It was confusing as he'd never ever mentioned it before. It came out of nowhere. But after trying a break and begging for him to stay with me, yeah. It didn't work and it ended. I was absolutely distraught. I felt like a loved one had died. I didn't leave my room for days and became a massive hot mess. I only worked weekend shifts at the time, so I'd spend my whole days smoking jazz cigarettes to fast forward life. I do not recommend this behaviour. What's a jazz?
I don't know. Sounds good though. Can we get some?
Say it again.
A jazz cigarette.
Must be a brand.
Oh, and the thin
Slip.
Ones.
Oh, God, yeah. You could have three at once with that.
One in three your bum, time, two up your nose. This depressy Deborah phase lasted about a month and things slowly got better as time went on. It was still on my mind 24/7, just hoping that I'd get a text or a call from him. After 3 months, I went on my first night back out. One thing led to another. Oh, Jesus Christ. I ended up sleeping with a 6'5" barman who looked like a Greek god. And when I say it was the best sex of my life,
love that for her.
Call me Anastasia Steele and 50 Shades of Grey. From that day on, I didn't think or yearn for my ex the same way I used to. Of course, the barman gave me chlamydia and blocked me, but hey. that's not the point. It was still great in the moment. Moral of the story. When you feel ready to go out and cry, push yourself. Shag a nice lad. 9 times out of 10, you'll feel better. XOXO.
Oh, I love it. Of course, you're going to be chlamydia and block me. Doesn't matter, though, because sometimes you just need something to get you out of that bad time before you propel yourself into another. And listen, chlamydia, antibiotics, done.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
Yeah, you much can get those online crying. Ones
yeah,
now,
done and
can't
dusted.
You? Have you ever had chlamydia?
No. Well, not that I know of. I'll tell you what happened once.
Not that I know of? Why no. does it just fuck off on its own?
No, I'll tell you what happened. What happened? Yes. So I just... so I'd just broken up with someone. And do you remember the yin-yang man?
Yeah.
I must tell that story again one day when I saw him later pregnant. And I was like, what? it's probably one of the only times I've actually
had
one night.
Do you know yin-yang's name?
No.
Right, okay.
We need to tell that story another time because it's really funny. And I had done that like a month after we split up. Then it looked like we were going to get back together. So I messaged him saying, you need to do a chlamydia test before I'll get back with you. And then he messaged me like, you've given me chlamydia. But I don't think I had it. So what I did is just took antibiotics. This is the ex. The ex messaged me saying, I think he'd got it off someone else. Anyway, I took some tablets in case and never tested for it. I don't think I had it. But I mean... Who knows? But that's the only time I've ever had a brush in with it. I mean, I could have it now.
Mm.
I
think you... Do you know if you have chlamydia?
Not always.
Doesn't it make you wee sting? But isn't it silent?
It's my biggest fear because I'm like, oh my God, what if I've got it? Like
you wouldn't know. No, you wouldn't always know.
Yeah. It's terrifying.
And it can make you infertile.
Yeah. It can be really bad. I think most of the time you know, but sometimes you don't.
A girl that I know... Let's have a quick debate on this before we read the next thing. But she was looking through someone's bedside drawer a few weeks ago and found tablets. And obviously what do? You Google the tablets, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
And these were...
You think, is he... What is it?
Herpes tablets.
Ooh.
And it was like, take 3 a day, just like forever.
Because you can't get rid of it.
She spoke to him and he was like, yeah, I do have herpes.
Right.
But... Because I take the tablets so it's undetected. And she was like, well, you should have told me, really.
So we've spoken about this before when we spoke about herpes. And I said, in all honesty, because this is what we are here, as far as I believe, you can't catch it unless you're having a flare-up. However, when we last discussed this, we did get a message saying you can still catch it without a flare-up. But I'm a bit about that because as far as I knew... You couldn't. So if he wasn't flared up, it's almost like, right, you get cold sores, don't you?
Yeah.
Would you warn somebody before you snog them?
No.
No.
Unless I had one.
Unless you had one.
Yeah, you're right, actually.
You wouldn't, because you as far as I know, and I might be wrong, you can't catch it. So you're not going to be like, guys, sometimes when I'm stressed, I get a cold sore before we kiss.
Yeah, it's all the same virus,
isn't it? It's the same virus, just in you downstairs. You would just take something. So I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, if they got together, then yeah, that's something that you would...
I mean, the worst one to get, I think, would be genital warts or gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea is meant to be quite green.
Yeah. Syphilis is like where your nose falls off.
What?
Yeah. It's from Victorian times.
So
and they used to make fake noses to put on people because their nose fell off.
Right. What? Okay. Then
HPV is the one that...
Oh, cancer,
that's
yeah.
a pre-cancer. Everyone's got
HPV.
Well, yeah, I've had that. Yeah. And then you're like, well, do you need to tell people you've got it? But yeah. then you can't
I
get rid of
everyone's
it.
So,
everyone's
yeah.
got... Yeah. Well, not everyone, but a lot of us have HPV. Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
Allegedly. We don't really know
right,
what we're
talking about.
Right,
we've got an email here.
Right, girls, we've got a slutty Sue.
From STIs to slutty Sue.
What more could you want? Right, ready? Hey, girls, love the pod. I listen to it every day and it makes me laugh so much.
Every day?
Oh, yeah. No, you don't. You mean every... You liar. You mean every week.
Might be catching up.
Please, unless she listens to bits each day. Please keep this one anonymous. I'd die if anyone found out. Me and this guy had been talking here and there for a while, but we hadn't actually met in person. Me and my friends went out on a Thursday student night in Tiger.
Oh, I remember that.
Same.
Is that still going?
No, I don't think so. And bumped into it. Do you remember Birdcage?
Yeah.
And bumped into him outside as we were leaving to go home. I was so boozed by this point and decided to go back to his. We started getting freaky, and then before I knew it, I was on all fours with him behind me. I looked back, and he was wearing a red fez hat.
Oh, like those little hats.
It's like a Turkish
thing.
Saying, do you like it, baby? I couldn't believe what I was going on. So I was trying not to laugh. So I had to let him finish. I made an excuse that I had to leave ready for work in the morning. I got dressed in such a rush and realised I'd left my knickers at his house. And I'd had a bad stomach before.
Oh, no!
So I was worried what was
I was going to say, you don't need your knickers.
No. So I was worried what might be in them. Fun fact, first time I slept with James, I left my knickers at his. And he took them in his van.
Oh, when he put them on his face,
to give me them
that.
Back. Yeah. No, but first, he put them in his van and he was using, one of his apprentices or something was using his van and sent him a picture with my knickers going,
oh, that's disgusting.
I know, and he sent them to me. So that's the first time we met. He messaged me the next morning to tell me I'd left them there and I was too embarrassed about the whole situation. So I suggested that they're probably his mum's knickers.
That's a good idea.
He's from our city. We know the same people. I hope it never comes up in conversation. I was 21 at the time, 26 now, but me and my friends still laugh when this comes up in conversation. Keep the pod going, girls. We love it.
That's like
hat.
It's like the red one with the tassel, but that's like Leonardo DiCaprio
when he puts the headphones on.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard that. Is that so you've heard
confirmed.
That as well? Is that definite? Okay.
So what, basically,
are we allowed to say
allegedly. Yeah. It's confirmed. Allegedly. Basically, you go when you go back to shag Leonardo DiCaprio
when you know, like
allegedly, as you all do at one point.
Yeah, we all will.
No, I actually know someone.
Oh my god, I thought she was going to say she actually has.
Yeah,
no, I actually.
This girl was shagging him, and she turned around, and he was wearing Bose massive old school headphones
while shagging her.
Yeah,
what do you think he was listening to? Something dirty.
My Heart Will Go On.
Yeah, I love that song. You know.
But how? Oh no! And doesn't he vape as well?
Yes.
Yeah, he vapes.
I get the vaping.
As well.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah,
a vape and a shag. Whoa. Have you ever shagged anyone famous? Not proper, have you? Anyway, so
not shagged, but they pissed in my bed.
Oh yeah. Have you ever pissed in the bed?
No,
I didn't stop wetting the bed until I was 14.
Really?
And I used to sleep in bed with my mum because my dad worked away, so we were like me and Thea, a bit like conjoined. And I used to, every night she'd wake up, Lauren! Again!
Oh my god.
I don't know why. I don't know, but then it turns out James used to wet the bed till he was 15, so maybe
you must
meant
be
to be
related.
Yeah. Soulmate.
Right, guys, thank you so much for listening. We are back with a bonus on Friday. If you're not part of the girl gang on Patreon, though,
and boy, there's boys on there.
Okay, because we will be back with a stunning episode next Wednesday. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Bye.
It's got a donkey shot off my shoe.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.